Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Today can be a transformational day, a growing day for you if you choose to allow God to do that. You choose to do that? Yeah. Lift your hands if you're ready. Yeah. It's great. All right, well, let's read this word. See what's in it. Good stuff, I hope. My supervision. I can't see with all the shadows. All right, here we go. So this is from Genesis 37. It's the story of Joseph. Does anyone remember in the Bible the coat of many colors? You heard that story before? So this is what it says. It says, Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah. They're cool names, aren't they? His father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel, which is Jacob. So his father is Jacob, but Jacob's name is also Israel, which is where we get Israel from. And he loved Joseph more than all the children because he was the son of his old age. I'm just thinking there, it's not a good thing to have favorites, all right? If you got children, don't have favorites. Like, it's not a good thing. But anyway, also he made him a tunic of many colors. Now, that means a coat or a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. See, what happened there is because of favor over one child, there was bickering then amongst the children. And if you choose to favor one child, you need to train your children to love each other unconditionally. Because who knows, life isn't fair. If you've lived more than 10 minutes, you realize life is not fair. And so we train our children, Mel and I do, that life isn't fair. So Bobby will get something one day and Annie will miss out. But on the next day, you know, they might get something and the others will miss out. And that's because that day we are just favoring that child. They said, yes, Dad, the first time. And so we teach them that life isn't fair. So today we're going to look at the idea that what covers us and what we put on becomes our identity and dictates who we are becoming. What we choose to put on ourselves, the robe that was put on Joseph, dictated to him, because he chose it, of the man that he would become. So key. And that leads us to today's title of our message. Can you yell really loud for me? I become what I wear.
I become
what I wear. That was great. Good on you guys. So why don't you tell someone that you love what they're wearing today? Amazing shoes they have on. So those who know me, I have 3 children, beautiful daughter, then 2 older boys. And my oldest boy's name is Tobin, and he's 13 years old. And in his school, he goes to Grace College here, which is an amazing school. And in his school, he has 2 main uniforms. So he's got his day uniform and then he's got his sports uniform, which is just like insane. But anyway, it's a lot of ironing. Quite often, he's got to take both uniforms. And I'm one of those dads that irons in the house. That's my job to do every morning. It's my pleasure to do that. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's all the women clapping, not the guys. And so I iron him these uniforms. But anyway, there was a day a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday, and he had to wear his sports uniform. Normally he wears his day uniform, but he had to wear his sports uniform. So as a good dad, I ironed it, pressed it beautifully, and he looked amazing. And we're driving into the school, and we looked around, and all the other students were wearing day uniforms. And he was the only one wearing his sports uniform. So he looked at me and he goes, Dad, is it definitely Wednesday today? I'm like, yes, son, it's definitely Wednesday. And you could see that embarrassment was starting. And then we realized it was just the grade 12ers in the day uniform and the carpet was just full of grade 12ers. But have you ever had that feeling before of wearing the wrong thing to the wrong thing? And I remember I left school early. So I left school in grade 11. And who knows that God can do anything with anyone if he wants to. and so I left early and I went into my trade. And for about 5 years, I was having these recurring dreams. And they were like nightmares to me. But mostly the main dream I had was that I was going to work in my new job, but wearing my school uniform to work. And so obviously I had trauma in my life somewhere that God had to counsel me through. But it's important that we wear the right thing to the right places. And, you know, if you go into the RSL after 8 p.m., you can't wear thongs and shorts. It doesn't work. I tried it 2 weeks ago. And security made sure we were out by 8 o'clock. But the meals at an RSL are awesome. I love them. So something to look forward to. Well, not really, but anyway, I don't know where that comes from. In the same way, when you wear discouragement or disgruntlement, it holds us back from being able to get a job in a job interview. Because you can tell that person that's discouraged in life. Perhaps they clothe themselves in discouragement daily. And they walk into a job interview. In the same way, wearing bitterness disables us from moving forward in our lives. Have you ever met those bitter people in life? And they just seem to always be in that same zone of bitterness. Every time you see them, the conversations are the same. It's got a negative slant, woe is me slant, you know, and bitterness will hold you back from the destiny and the future and the call that God has on your life. In the same way, wearing shame holds us back from ultimate fulfillment and deep, deep joy. Your shame will rob you of your joy. If you coat yourself, if you put on a garment of shame, perhaps something has happened in your life at some point and the garment was put on your back for you. Just like with Jacob and Joseph. Jacob placed the garment on Joseph's back when he was a 17-year-old boy. And that dictated to Joseph, because he accepted that coat from his father, that dictated to him the man that he would become. And perhaps somebody has placed a coat over your life when you didn't deserve it, you never asked for it, you didn't want it, but you accepted it maybe because of your age, maybe because of circumstances, or maybe because of your lack of self-esteem, you just accepted it being placed on you. And that has defined the man or the woman that you have become. But here's the good news, that Christ has freed us to be free, amen? And God wants you to live a life of freedom, free from that thing that somebody or the world or your circumstances or your job, whatever it is, has placed on your life. God, I believe today, wants to set people free. And that is great news. Amen? Yeah. Ephesians 4 says this, to put off our old self and to put on our new self. To put off our old and put on our new. What that means is that when you accepted Jesus as God, as your Lord and Savior, He now gives you an option. He says, come and live with me and I will set you free. In all things, I will set you free. When you surrender yourself, when you surrender your mind, when you surrender your heart, when you surrender your emotions, God wants to bring healing and deep, deep joy into your soul. He wants to bring a new peace beyond understanding that this world can't give, situations can't give, love can't give, but only God can give. And He wants to bring that and bring it into our bellies, a deep, deep joy. Who would love a joy like that? Who would love to be just overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord? You know, He has that for you. And maybe there's areas in our life today. We at the end of the service, we're going to do some transferring. We're going to take off one coat in different areas of our lives and we're going to put on different coats. And maybe today there's areas in your life that are holding you back from a deep joy. And today we have the opportunity to take those areas off and to put on a garment of joy, a garment of salvation on our worlds. Amen. Yeah. So be prepared because that's coming up. So Joseph's life was an interesting life. He was a man that was favored, obviously, by his parents. His mother, Rachel, died during childbirth. And maybe you can identify with some of these points. He was 17 years old when his mother died. He received this robe of many colors, which represented favor and priesthood. That's what the robe represented, royalty. He was betrayed by his own brothers. He was sold into slavery by his own brothers. He was later accused of an affair. He was thrown into prison for 2 years because of that accusation, false accusation. And then he learned some gifts and talents that God had placed. So in trial, he learned the call of God on his life, and he started to interpret dreams through the hardship of his life. And then because of this gift that God had placed in his life and the favor, the robe, remember, represent the favor that was placed on his life by his father, he then became governor of Egypt, second only to the king. Isn't that amazing? Like literally from being a slave to becoming the second in the whole kingdom. Insane. And then he was also the one that later brought unity back to his family. He restored his family because God restored him, and he was able to show the same grace and mercy to his family, which is a great story. Now, years later, when Joseph's father, Jacob, clothed him with a robe of many colors, this is what Joseph accepted over his world. He accepted favor, because that's what the robe represented, favor. He accepted steadfastness into his world. I am a man that is favored, and I will continue on this line of blessing and joy in my world. He accepted hope over his life. He accepted vision into his world. The robe spoke volumes to Joseph. It spoke that he was royalty. And in the same way, when you give or when you gave your life to Jesus, you received a robe of royalty also. This is what the scripture says in 1 Peter. But you are a chosen generation. For you, this means you are a chosen person. Can you say, I'm chosen?
I'm chosen.
You are a chosen person, a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, his own special person, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. See, although Joseph's life had hardship and trials in it, when Joseph allowed himself at just 17 years old, define who he became, when he allowed himself have that cover, when he allowed himself to receive what his father would bless him with, inheritance, faith, longevity, priesthood, that defined the man that Joseph later became. His brothers who betrayed him wore anger and they wore jealousy, and they remained angry and jealous. See, when we put the things of God on our lives, when we accept these things, it will define who you and I become. But if we allow the things of the world, it will dictate to us who we remain. We will stay the same. That's why there's people in our worlds, and no one in this church, definitely talking to the choir here today. But there's people, you know those people in your world, just time after time, year after year, just negativity. No growth. You know those people that just, it's just like there's no real moving forward in life. You know, you can be 50, 60 years old, or you can be 14 years old. But the fruit of life, the joy of life, the happiness that we receive in life is when we grow. When we can look back in our worlds and say, you know what, I've moved forward from where I was yesterday. Today, I am greater. Today, I've achieved more. Today, I started something new, a new Bible plan, or, you know, I've got a new friend, or I changed the way I speak. When we move forward in life, joy
fills us, because it's victory. It's a sense of victory. It's a sense of pride, something to place our, to be proud of in ourselves, something to place our comfort in, is that we are moving forward in the things of God. But, you know, I've seen 50 and 60-year-old people that are the same as they were when they were 20 years old. Why don't we allow God to cover us with the joy of the Spirit? Why don't we allow God to cover us with victory, with power and authority? Why don't we allow the blood of Jesus that has washed us clean of all of our sins just cover us every single morning? Every single morning. His praises are new every day, amen? There's something great to praise God for every day. And if we can start every day by clothing ourselves in a bit of praise, we will have the best day we've ever had every single day. You know, the way we clothe ourselves in the morning, not our physical clothes, you know, although I look amazing every day, it's absolutely important that I clothe myself in the praises of my God in heaven. Because when I do that, I enter into a season of joy. I enter into a morning of gladness. He turns my sorrow into joy. He changes my mindset. You know, he changes everything. So many times I've had arguments or hard days with people or whatever, and I've just stopped myself and calmed myself down and just started to thank God, you know, and nearly every single time. It's only the times I'm really, really stubborn that this doesn't happen. But nearly every single time, within 5 minutes, my whole perspective shifts. My whole day changes. And although that thing is still there and still needs to be dealt with, you know what I mean? But like when I enter my day, I'm entering it with a mindset of joy and peace and calmness, and I have reason in my mind. When we lose reason in our mind, our whole worlds go wild. But we need reason in our minds. I love that. And so bringing praises to God really just shifts us. We coat ourselves in praise. You know, the coat in the Bible represented favor. And it was normal in those days for people to wear camel-colored clothes, as you see in all the pictures and the artwork and the movies and things like that. So normally when they wore robes and things like that in those days, it was pretty much just like a sheet with a hole in the middle to put over your head. And that's how they clothed themselves. And that was very, very common back in those days. But Jacob's coat was different. It was a royal coat. His dad, first of all, it's not really decided upon. It's a scholarly discussion whether it was actually striped colors, many coats were, or whether it was colorful pictures all over the coat. But the coat was colorful. It had long sleeves that went all the way down to the hand, as all everyone else's coats just finished at the elbow, went all the way down to the floor instead of the knee. It was a royal coat. And you know, in the same way, it's normal these days for us to wear fear. It's normal these days for us to have hurt. It's normal these days for us to wear abuse. It's normal these days for us to wear a low self-esteem. It's normal these days for us to wear jealousy. It's counted fairly normal to deal with this stuff in the average life daily, isn't it? That's the truth, and we know that's the truth. And so here's the thing, is it might be normal, but there's a greater way of living. It might be what society accepts. It may even be what you have accepted in your life up to now. And I'm not talking a blanket. This isn't a blanket message over Christianity. I'm not saying that we are covering ourselves in things that stop us being Christians or loved or saved or anything like that. But what I am saying is it's normal for us to have areas in our life, or it's normal because we've accepted areas in our life to be a way that is normal to the world. But God is calling us to a greater standard. He has a greater blessing. He has a greater promise. He has something greater for you, and he's calling us today to step into that greatness. Do you receive that this morning, church?
Yeah.
So whatever that area might be in your mind, it could be in your emotions, it could be something from your past, it could be abuse, it could be a low self-esteem, it could be a hatred towards the world or towards people, it could be anger, it could be addiction, it could be whatever it is in your world, it could be a poverty mindset in your world. Maybe you grew up in Caboolture and Moray Field, and the things that have been accepted here, God is calling us into a new standard. God is calling this district into a new standard. God is calling Caboolture, Moray Field into a new standard. We have been known one way, but God is calling us to now be known a different way. We have been known as an ice capital, but God is now calling us to be identified as a spirit capital of the Spirit of God. We have been identified as the place where there is addictions and crime and anger, but God is calling us to be identified as a place of wholeness, of prosperity, of too much, not of not enough, but of too much. He's calling us in a place out of debt into a place of we are the loaners to the people in need. He is calling us into a place where our prisons are full, to a place of revolution, that we have this big prison down the road that is empty. He is calling us, and he is calling you, and he is calling I into a higher standard, to a new level of greatness, to a new level of thinking. He wants us to take off the old rags and put on the priestly robes today, amen, in every area of our life. So what it is right now that the Spirit of God is placing in your heart or in your mind, that area for you, here's the question I pose to you today, is would you be prepared to go through the emotion, the emotions, the pain, to lay that thing down? And would you be prepared as you lay that down to pick up a new garment today? I pause there for a moment. When we lay that down, we must pick something up. When we lay things down, we have to pick something up. Because if we don't, we create a void. And the enemy will come in. And he will transfer. He'll shift your depression into an addiction. And so sometimes, here, this is just for someone this morning. To people, sometimes we look healed because we no longer do that thing or act that way. But the truth is we just changed what we did. Did you know, study has proven that everybody has an addiction, that we all have addictions. So the focus isn't so much being about stopping addiction in your world or being a person of no addiction. That's not the focus. The focus is having the right addiction. Here's an example. If you've got 10 minutes to open the computer and do the wrong thing, you've also got 10 minutes to open the Word of God and read a psalm. What are we addicted to? Renew our minds. Change. So when we lay down anger, we pick up the grace of the Lord. And we view ourselves, the grace of the Lord washes over me and covers me. When we lay down our sickness, we pick up the blood of Jesus. Because the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. That blood was poured out on every whiplash for yours and my healing. Let's honor the Lord and accept his healing. Because he did it for us. What are we laying down today and what are we picking up? Because we've got things we need to lay down, don't we, church? All of us. This is me. This is all of us. It's just humanity. Daily, the Bible says, we lay ourselves down and we pick up the cross. We lay the hurt down today. Would you lay that hurt down today? Would you pick up the robe of righteousness? Would you lay down when you were a child and you were sexually abused today? Because he has a garment of wholeness to place over you. Would you lay down today that mind of yours that is foul and you struggle with it daily? You don't want it. I know
that thing in our worlds, our minds. Would you lay that down today? Because the Bible says that you have the mind of Christ. Would you pick that up today? Would you lay down those emotions today that dictate to you every time a situation comes up? Those emotions that are connected with lack, with low self-esteem. Those emotions in you that are connected to an unworthiness. These emotions that are connected to hurt, to trauma in your life. Would you lay them down today and put on a coat of the Spirit of God that says you have the Spirit of the living, mighty God inside of you? Would you put on that coat today? Because it's possible and you can do it. Do you believe you can do that this morning, church? We've all got a little something. We've all got a little something. Doesn't matter how small it is, it's massive in our worlds. Thank you, Jesus. Could I have the worship team just come and join and just start worshiping behind me this morning? There's a greater level of living. And it's accessible for all of us. It's accessible for all of us. There's there's some people here this morning, and it's like you're stuck in the middle. So you've been on a life journey of healing in an area. And you have given it to God, and healing has happened, but it's not yet fulfilled. It's not yet complete. And it's like you're just stuck in the middle. God wants you to hand it over. Because today is the day that He completes that healing for you. Today is the day He's going to complete that healing. I'm specifically talking to emotional healing right now. You've surrendered many, many times. And you're stuck. And you've determined inside that you give up. Perhaps this is all that God's going to heal me. You've even said things like, this is the thorn in my side. Like Paul said in the gospel, there's a thorn in his side. And he took it to the grave with him. And so you've said to yourself, this is just the thorn. It's just to remind me who I was, but that God's made me someone new. And you've accepted that robe over your back. But God, I believe, wants to say to you this morning that He wants to take that off. That was a robe for a season, and He wants to put on a new robe today of restoration and healing and breakthrough for you. If that's you this morning, would you just close your eyes? No one can see, so it's just you and God. I'm just going to continue talking and just surrender that to God, just in your heart. Just say, God, I accept this. Just bring that complete healing. How do we receive this new coat? Because what I wear is who I'm becoming. I want to receive this new coat. How do we do this? And it's simple. It's through submission to God. It's submission. Often also means pain and hurt, doesn't it? That's what it feels like. Submission feels like that. Because we think what the Bible says, that the ways of a man seems right to him. It seems right to us. So therefore, to give up our ways or our control or holding on to these things, it seems like the safe place. It seems like it's what we can handle. And for me to let go and let God would be hard for me, and that would be where the hurt is. But here's the truth. Here's truth. He who the Son sets free is free indeed, the Bible says. That He has freed us to be
free. He has freed you to be. When you let go of that, the enemy's telling you that it's going to hurt because you have to walk through this. And that would be true if you didn't have Jesus walking with you. But the Bible says that it's in our weakness that He is made strong. And so when we choose to lay these things down, we are now walking through these seasons in our life with the power of the Holy Ghost with us. The Lord God Almighty is walking with you. So I pose the question, would you let go and let complete healing come into your life? What have you allowed to cover you? Negative words. Perhaps someone has said something at some season in your life and you've allowed these words to come. I know people, as young children, not even high school yet, where someone has said something into their world and 40 years later, it still defines who they are. If that's you, I'm asking you today, would you let go of those words today? If the Holy Spirit's bringing something to your mind, today is the day just to let go. Let go of those words. Let's let healing come. Perhaps hurt has covered you. Abuse has covered you. Perhaps poverty has covered you. Perhaps gossip has covered you. I think all of us have had a season in life or a moment in life of brokenness at some point. But God wants to cover us today. He wants to protect us today. And I believe that God wants us to be free from these things, not taking into tomorrow what was supposed to remain in yesterday. Not taking into tomorrow what was supposed to remain in yesterday. When we let go, we bring glory to God, amen. When we let go of things, we praise God. When we let go, we testify of the power of God. When we let go of things, we testify of the goodness and the saving grace of God to the world, to people, but also in the spiritual realm. When you let go of resentment in your family, not only to your children and your husband or your wife, do you proclaim the goodness of God, but in the spirit realm that surrounds your house, you are declaring victory and the power and the authority of God. Scripture says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Maybe you've surrounded yourself with friends that won't take you into your next season. This is important. Just listen to this for a moment. Believe that God brings people into our worlds for different seasons of our lives. But a wise person will recognize the people and will recognize the season. And so perhaps you've had people in your world that have been good friends. They have stood beside you. They have been everything that you need. They are great people. But God has new levels for you, and you can feel like you're living on the edge of something great. I know that feeling to be every day, you're just like, there's something new, there's something great. And perhaps your friends in your world are not covering you at the new level that you need to go. You need friends that will speak differently, who have a different mindset, who have a different life or worldview or a different life perspective. You need friends with a greater perspective. You need friends that can see more than who they are, but can see in the spirit who you are to be. And perhaps that surpasses who they are or who they're called to be. Friends like that. Friends that will lift you up. Friends that will prop you up. Friends that will say, you know, just because you're sick, you know, that you will break through, that God has a destiny for you, that this is not your time. Friends that will speak life into you, that will speak that just because you're in poverty now, God has a greater something for you, and I cannot wait to celebrate with you in these days. They're just around the corner. That sort of friend. A friend that says, oh yeah, we can all see your past, but dude, can you see the future that God has for you? You learned so many things in your past. You have so many gifts and talents. God wants you, that sort of friend. not a friend that constantly sits around the table and you're talking about the past, but a friend that sits around the table and is talking about your future. That sort of friend. What sort of friends are clothing you in your world? Make sure we surround ourselves with people and make choices that instigate life and faith and hope and joy. Like Joseph, you will not just pull through this season, but you will be favored and blessed through this season. May you receive that this morning, church. That like Jacob, your past will remain in the past, but you will be able to bring restoration in your life, in your family, in your friendships, and God will use you for something great. You receive that this morning, church. That just like Jacob, that once you were in prison, but God's going to show the world and he's going to make you a royal person. Do you believe that this morning, church? Do you believe that you are royal? Do you believe that you're chosen? If you believe you're chosen, lift your hand this morning. If you believe you're royal, keep your hand up this morning or raise your hand. If you believe that God has better days ahead for you, keep your hand up. Come on, let's confess this out. We're showing heaven right now that we believe that God is the God that He says He is, that His word will not return void. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can put your hand down. I just want to read this scripture quickly from Isaiah 61. Is what it says. Let this wash over you. The Spirit of God is on us too. Console us who mourn. To give us beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That we may be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. For He has clothed me with the garment of salvation, and He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. He has covered you, church, with the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness. You believe that this morning? Can we just give God a quick shout of praise in this place? Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for who you are in our lives. Just going to take it. We've got time, so I'm just going to take a minute or two right now. We're just going to transfer a couple of things. I'm not going to ask you out the front. I'm not going to embarrass or do anything weird right now, but this is just between you and God, okay? What I would love, church, can we just all close our eyes? If God's been speaking to you at all about areas or things or people, I want you to do a transfer. I want you to put that thing down. See it in your mind. If you're a visionary type person, see it in your mind. If you're not, use your words under your breath. Just quietly between you and God. Just confess to God what that thing is. Acknowledge it. Then see yourself or just hand it over to God with your words. Then take on the garment of salvation instead. In everything that word incorporates. Salvation. And then take on a garment of praise in everything that praise is. Just listen to these words. Salvation. You are forgiven. You are no longer bound. You are no longer broken. You're no longer dirty because you're washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Your mind is free and you are free and you are free indeed. Your heart is free and you are free indeed. Then with that salvation and that praise comes because we know who we are. God has placed inside of your life strength that you have never, ever, ever experienced before. Because our God is the strongest, mightiest God there possibly could be. He has placed in you creativity. Because our God is the God that forms and makes with every word He speaks. And today He speaks freedom over your lives and freedom into that area of your life. If you receive that, just say amen. Amen. While every eye is closed, I just want to just do one more thing. Perhaps you're here today and you've just been listening to this message. And you know in your heart, you just need to take this first step of knowing God, of accepting God. We call this Christianity, being a Christian. But really what it is just you giving your heart to God. Just saying, God, I'm yours, and take me on a journey with you to become a strong, great, amazing person that you have for me. So if that's you this morning, I'm just going to look around a couple of times. I'm going to ask you, can you just boldly lift your hand right now if you'd like to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And I'm just going to pray from where I am. Won't ask you out the front or anything. If that's you this morning, would you just lift your hand right now? Thank you, God. Just going to look one more time. Just boldly lift your hand. I see your hand down there, sir. God bless you. Anyone else this morning? I see your hand there too. God bless you. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to say a prayer, and I just want you to own this as your prayer. So I'm just going to pray for you. It's as simple as this. Father God, I acknowledge that you are real. I acknowledge that Jesus came. He died. He rose again for me. He did it for everybody, but you did it for me in this moment. And so today, I return the gift to you. And I give myself to you. And I pray that you would take me on this journey with you. Take me on a journey of wholeness, to love myself again, to forgive myself again. Although you do these things, take me on this journey, God, to make me whole today. Father, today I take off the old coat. And I just leave it here at the altar in the church. Right now I put on the coat, the garment of salvation, the garment of righteousness, in Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. Can we put our hands together one more time? Best decision you could possibly make. So amazing.